Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to Franchise Interviews, where for over 4 years we've been asking the franchisepreneurs who own one. I'm your host, Marty McDermott, with my co-host, Don Johnson. And if you ever dreamed of owning your own business, then you've come to the right place. We have a great show today. We're meeting with the Nukes Express Cafe franchise opportunity. And Nukes Express Cafe is an express casual dining experience in a refreshing and stylish atmosphere with an emphasis on freshness and flavor. And that's coming up in segment two of Franchise Interviews. Stick around because we got a great show.
Are you one of those special people who are willing to go after your dreams and goals? Are you ready to fulfill that dream of owning your own business with the security of a proven brand, the opportunity to take control of your future, and own a Rita's Italian Ice franchise is within your reach?
Rita's is seeking success-oriented individuals who are ready to make a change in their life, and Rita's offers unparalleled training and support to assure your success. And did you know the frozen treat industry is a recession-proof industry, and there are Rita's in 23 states currently with 540 stores open. Rita's Italian Ice has been around for 25 years and is listed as a top-performing franchise by the Wall Street Journal.
Now here's the really good part. Rita's Italian Ice is a unique and amazing taste treat. It's smoother than a snow cone, and it combines ice with real fresh fruit. The real fruit adds dramatically to the taste, and it comes in over 40 flavors. The ice and fruit are mixed on site and made fresh daily, and it is delicious.
You'll want to know more about this exciting and successful franchise opportunity. Go to www.ownaritas.com and get all your questions answered. That's www.ownaritas.com to take control of your dreams and future today. You don't want to wait any longer to be a part of this adventure. www.ownaritas.com.
Who's helping build America one small business at a time? Franchise Inc., a free consulting service.
For years, Franchise Inc., a national company, has been helping people franchise their business concept and help folks like you own a franchise.
With over 2,500 franchise systems out there, it can be awfully confusing. Don't take chances with your future. At Franchise Inc., we've done the homework for you. We can help match your interests and background with the franchise that's right for you. And we only work with proven franchise systems with a solid reputation and track record of success.
The consultants at Franchise Inc. can help you with your short and long-term wealth strategy.
Give us a call today and we'll send you free our best-selling book, Solving the Puzzle of Owning a Franchise.
Remember, it's not just owning a franchise, but finding the right one for you. Call us at 800-961-0420 for a quick consultation to discuss what's important to you, your business, and your future.
The service is free. The book is free. What do you have to lose? Find the business that's right for you.
Call Franchise Inc. at 800-961-0420. That's Franchise Inc. at 800-961-0420.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back to Franchise Interviews, where we're asking the franchisepreneur who owns one. I'm your host, Marty McDermott, with my co-host, Don Johnson. And if you ever dreamed of owning your own business, then you've come to the right place. Today's show is being brought to you by Franchise Times Magazine. Franchise Times is the only magazine that targets both franchisors and multi-unit franchisees, and is a must-read for anyone looking to buy a franchise. How you doing today, Don? Welcome back.
Doing fine this week, Marty. How's things with you?
Good, good. Enjoying the summer. It's, unfortunately, it's going by fast, you know.
Right.
Here we are, you know, going into the second week of August already. But the kind of tradition that you and I, you know, take the last 2 weeks off of August, which I think is well deserved, you know, as we approach 4 years of doing the show and 200 shows, you know. It's just
right.
Incredible, isn't it?
Yeah, time goes quickly. Can't believe how many shows we've done, yeah.
Exactly. But for our listeners, though, we are going to be playing some I guess you can call it the best of Franchise Interviews. You know, we definitely have enough material to do that now, you know. So there's going to be some great surprises while Don and I are on vacation. So our last show, Don, we met with Mark Van Wy, a COO of the Zoom Room Franchise Opportunity. And if you missed the show, Zoom Room is the only brick-and-mortar dog training franchise in America with an innovative array of classes and activities that teach owners how to teach their dog everything from agility, therapy dog training, to scent tracking. Pretty interesting concept. You know, we haven't had a lot of pet franchises, so you can say,
right,
on the show in the 4 years that we've been doing it. What were your thoughts on last week? Anything stand out? Or?
I'm just amazed how many newer franchises. I guess I'd like to know in the last 5 years how many new pet franchises have started. I'm starting to see a lot of these. They all seem to do well. I never read anything negative, or some aren't doing well. And we just know the popularity of pets throughout the country. People just love their pets. They're willing to spend more money. I think Mark said, what, they're the only brick-and-mortar dog training franchise in the country.
They have a niche in the market. Yeah, they're the first to do it. They have some really cool clips, too. If you ever have the chance to go on YouTube, you know, and you type in their name, have some really interesting clips. It puts it in perspective as far as what they do, you know.
Right.
And it's interesting, Don. You know, as long as we've been doing the show, you know, probably people's first thought is, oh, you know, I have to love dogs. And, you know, that's true. But that's not enough for you to buy into this franchise opportunity. You know, I think Mark was mentioning that, you know, you have to be a people person. I mean, this is not... He put it great. He said, this is not a dog business. He goes, this is a people business. You know, and I said, wow, that makes a lot of sense, that you have to really enjoy working with people, don't you? You know, and of course, there's some financial element to it as well. You have to be financially qualified. So, you know, just loving animals is not enough to get into this franchise opportunity. That's for sure. So I thought that was a good point. Coming from a lot of our franchises, isn't it? You know, a lot of times when we ask, you know, who you're looking for, who's your most common franchisee, you know, if you can, you know, draw on paper, write down on paper who your ideal franchise candidate is, a lot of times, you know, they mention it doesn't come down to the experience, does it? You know, a lot of times it's not even mentioned, you know, that you have to have experience. And in fact, some franchisers don't want you to have experience because it's more difficult to train you. So kind of interesting. I thought it was a good show, you know. And again, it's you know, what I love is having these newer concepts, or I don't want to call them a new concept, but a different concept on the show. You know, I think you and I think that we have spoken to every franchise on the planet, or in the United States at least, and we haven't, you know. Every so often
we
get one that pops up and say, God, I never heard of these guys. And we have them on the show. We introduce them to the world, and... sometimes they're a big hit, you know. So it's
also, wasn't Mark calling from California? It's amazing. We've done a lot of shows, people calling from California, which is about 7 o'clock their time. That's, you know, that's passion to want to talk about your business.
Yeah, it's amazing, and it's funny how passionate they are. You know, I mean, a lot of times when you get the owner of the franchise, you know, on the show, Don, you know how excited they are to talk about their opportunity, you know.
Right.
He has some pretty interesting background, too, you know. I mean, he was very much involved in marketing, and I, and his wife, I think, is the one who actually started this whole thing. And Yeah. So
he decided to really go with this full time, yeah.
Yeah, so good for them. You know, as I always say, you know, we're going to keep our eye on them, watch as they continue to grow, and, you know, hopefully we can have them back in the future.
Right, definitely.
I know he has some interesting... articles that we wanted to try to get to this week as well.
Yeah, our friends at Franchise Times Magazine saw a few articles in there. This one, first one by Stephen Pease, Why Franchising is a Minority Magnet. Women in minorities' numbers don't mean much without financing. The numbers might not tell the whole story, but minorities and women are playing a larger, more visible role in franchising. Financing for small businesses is, of course, key to franchising, and tight credit markets have made it difficult for anyone, let alone women and minorities, to receive financing. Again, family support has been the backbone of minority and majority franchise success. Aziz Hashim, a Pakistan-born entrepreneur we feature in this issue, says his family helped finance his early businesses, and that the concept of going beyond banks and relying on loved ones isn't uncommon in minority franchising. There's a cultural aspect of helping family, which is not limited to Pakistan. I think it extends to the entire Asian community, he said. You will find similar examples in Chinese, Japanese, Korean, as well as the subcontinent. In 2007, Marty, International Franchise Association-sponsored study of the 2002 U.S. Census Bureau survey of business owners found there was a higher minority ownership rate among franchise businesses than in non-franchise businesses.
Really?
So
wow, I haven't
franchising,
heard that before.
Yeah. A higher minority ownership rate among franchise businesses than in non-franchise businesses.
If why, I guess the question is next on, you know, this is why? You know, you wonder why. Do they believe in franchising more?
I think they tend to play it safer and just, you know, you maybe the, you know, the backbone of franchising is if they've seen that franchise is successful. You know, I guess they just want to have a comfort zone, and it's a safer investment, and they know that that's a franchise name that people know here. So instead of starting up fresh, you know, I guess they're just going with that well-known franchise name to give them a higher chance of succeeding.
Yeah, I think that's an excellent guess, and I think you're right about that. And probably also maybe the training too. You know what I mean? If you think about it, you know, is they want to be properly trained and
right,
because that's an important element in franchising.
The ongoing
as well.
Support. The franchise knows the American market. If this,
yeah,
you know, minority is, you know, is maybe coming to the U.S. for the first time.
Of course.
So it goes
and,
on.
And,
it's.
Oh, go ahead.
I was just going to say, so naturally, franchising is a minority magnet. Still, minorities owned only 19% of franchises at that time, according to statistics drawn from majority owners of responding businesses. What has changed, if anything? The International Franchise Association believes there are more minorities in franchising today than in 2002. It said it has to wait for the 2012 SBO study to verify such an assumption. However, a survey conducted by the Minority Business Development Agency 2004 said firms owned by minority groups are developing seven times greater than all others. Young minority-owned
wow.
firms also created jobs at the same pace as businesses not owned by minorities at that time, the study said.
Wow, that's interesting.
Yeah, it's interesting how, you know, minorities, the statistics are going up of their ownership percentage.
Yeah, and it makes a lot of sense, as you said. You know, you mentioned family support, and it's funny, we... I don't know if you know this, we did a podcast this week on our Great Quotes in Franchising. We referenced the two gentlemen that we had on from Cartridge World. This was like about 2 years ago. The reason I wanted to get that in there is they emphasized the importance of family support. But they were talking about, you know, moral support, you know what I mean, like from, you know, your wife or your husband or whoever it may be, or, and your kids. But I wasn't even thinking about it in terms of, like, financial support as well. You know, a lot of times families do... come through for you, don't they? And you know, because, you know, being in financing,
right?
Sometimes somebody steps in from a family member and makes all the difference in the world financially.
Right.
So that's an excellent point, yeah.
It goes further by gender. 25% of franchise businesses were female-owned in 2002.
Mm-hmm.
And franchise businesses were much more likely to be equally male-female-owned than non-franchise businesses. Within the food services industry, minorities owned 20% of franchise businesses in 2002. Women owned 13% of the franchises in the industry.
Yeah, I had a feeling, you know, the food is probably going to be a popular category, of course, you know.
Right.
That's kind of interesting. Huh.
In 2002, minorities were still the vast minority, with nearly 80% of responding franchises being non-minority owned, according to the SBO. One has to wonder, considering today's changing marketplace, just how much those statistics have changed. So we'll
right.
have to keep an eye on that. It's pretty interesting.
Right. It is interesting. Yeah, and you wonder, Don, if franchisors, if they specifically target minorities and women. You know, of course, you can buy a list for anything today, you know, but
right.
That is something, huh?
Here's by Jonathan Mays, an article, Express Yourself, How Casual and Family Dining is Innovating, still in Franchise Times magazine. For all the concerns about family and casual dining change in recent years, the sector is still filled with innovation and growth. expanding chains like First Watch, we've had on the show, a daytime-only cafe based in Florida, are receiving kudos for their quality, which leads to considerable interest from strong franchisee prospects. In addition, existing concepts are finding new ways to adapt to consumers' changing tastes and their desire for cheap eats quickly. Express concepts are increasingly popular among these brands, and family chains are capitalizing on their lower cost to lure more diners. Franchisees, meanwhile, continue to add new units while devising ways to make their stores more profitable. Concepts such as Denny's, that struggled for years to add new restaurants, are growing again as their well-capitalized operators build. This is to say the sector won't face headwinds. Most of these chains are still struggling with declines in same-store sales, a key measurement of restaurant finances, and key figures like unemployment will likely hold back real growth. But the struggles in recent years have spurred many of these concepts into action, and those efforts appear to be bearing fruit. So, we've talked about this a lot. The change is always part of business. Even your most successful change always have to be looking for new ways to grow
you speak about it on segment one a lot. You know, a lot of these, I always hate to say these, were older franchise concepts, you know, like whether it's Friendly's, you know, I think they were doing some revamping of their system. You know, we spoke about KFC kind of modernizing their stores and things like that. So it is interesting. And, you know, Denny's, I was just in a Denny's for the first time. Was it last weekend?
Yeah.
I think it was last weekend. Never been in a Denny's before, and I don't know why, what made us go in there. I guess it was, you know, 7 o'clock, and we just happened to see one. I said, Connie, I said, why don't we go in there, you know? And, it wasn't bad, you know. It's kind of like a diner, you know. And the food was good. The service was great. They're very friendly in there, you know. So
hopefully none of the higher-ups at Denny's hear you say, you know, it wasn't that bad.
Hopefully they're not listening. You know, it's funny, though. I've never actually had a perception of what Denny's actually is, I guess, because I've never been in one before. But I tell you, I mean, going in there, though, I would definitely go back. I mean, and they made a killer cheeseburger, you know. It was really fantastic, you know.
Expanding on that article, family and casual dining restaurants have seen a lot of their customers leave for quick service, fast casual competitors. Now they're trying to beat those restaurants at their own game with new express formats. And maybe today, Chris from Nukes can maybe knows a little bit about this. So students eating at the cafeteria at California State University, San Bernardino, can find a counter offering a large variety of quickly prepared food, including breakfast sandwiches such as paninis made from waffles, or they can get smoothies or coffee drinks, muffins, salads, or breakfast burritos. College campuses have been providing space to food concepts for years in an effort to break away from the typical cafeteria fare. This isn't entirely unusual until you find that the sign above the counter says Denny's. The South Carolina-based chain is not usually associated with the younger generation unless the kids are attracted to their parents' arms, yet this is no ordinary Denny's. It's a fresh express unit, a quick-service format that abandons wait staff and tweaks the menu to highlight quick on-the-go items. This is what we're talking about. These type of franchises have to make the adjustment to compete. Family and casual dining chains like Denny's have been taken a beating from fast casual rivals for several years amid what many see as a broad change in consumer dining habits.
Wow. That's
so,
interesting.
I've
noticed they've been advertising a lot lately, too. I don't know if you notice the same thing, but, you know, one of the things that we should mention to our listeners, if you know, we have listeners for the first time, is that buying power in advertising, you know? I mean, to be able to have a national commercial on television, you know, is something that you also get with franchising, you know. So another benefit, of course, of going into a franchise system. So it's kind of interesting.
Here's another Friendly's, the Massachusetts-based family chain, recently opened its third Friendly's Express unit in the state. Its plans to open another one, 10 to 15, next year. I was just out of Friendly's, as a matter of fact, in Pennsylvania over the weekend.
Was it Express?
No, just a standard Friendly's, which has always been a favorite. I've been going there my whole life.
Yeah,
even Friendly's has to make the adjustment.
Wow. So this seems like it's the trend now in franchising, you know, in quick service restaurants, you know, is the express concept. That's fascinating.
Here's an article, Stephen Pease again. Oil and water, BP franchisees struggle with unpopularity of parent company. This is just interesting. Everybody knows about the big oil spill. It's the worst, I think, in maybe, the world? Definitely in U.S. history.
Yeah.
Pity isn't exactly a word that's associated with British Petroleum these days, but if isolated boycotts of BP gas stations continue to spread like the gargantuan Gulf oil slick, it is BP's franchisees who stand to lose a lot. Certainly there has been a big impact on the individuals and individual market, far more than it would ever affect BP, says John Klein, a spokesman for a group of BP franchisees. Yes, the boycotts are a concern. While the way BP has handled the cleanup and aftermath of the April oil rig explosion has been largely unpopular, Klein said it remains to be seen how or if the 10,000 BP brand convenience stores east of the Rockies and the 475 distributors, or jobbers they are, as they are known, are reimbursed or compensated. 99% of the BP businesses are family-owned businesses, Klein said, and in many cases they are second and third generation owners in those communities. That's pretty incredible how, you know, these people had nothing to do
with
what's happened,
but
because their company is associated with such bad press and been going on for months with this oil spill, here these small business owners or BP franchisees could be affected for a few years, maybe even go out of business.
Yeah, you mentioned, or they mentioned something in the article too, is the franchisees are the guys who are getting hit by this whole thing. It's not a corporate, you know. I mean, corporate has enough money to carry them forever, you know. So it's a shame when you see something like that. And I saw an article recently, I can't remember who the heck wrote it, said don't boycott BP franchisees because these guys are taking a hit. You know, there's a lot of people out there that think, okay, we're going to get them back, and you're hitting the wrong guy, you know. It wasn't their fault, you know. So, I mean, you hate to see that, don't you? You know, it's, you know, we talk about the positives and negatives of franchising. I think that's the beauty of our show. I mean, remember the Wendy's incident? You know, remember with the finger? And some crazy woman walks into a Wendy's. She puts a finger into her chili and says she found a finger. You remember what it did to chili sales for Wendy's? Is they went down for a very long time. I suspect probably by now most people have forgotten about this, and it's back up. But it was a byproduct of what happened, you know, just because of that one incident. You know, some psycho, you know, decides to do something crazy, and it affects all the franchisees, you know. So, yeah, I mean, of course there is positive and negative elements to everything. Of course, we always say there's more positive than everything else, but it does happen, doesn't it?
Yeah. It says BP is bringing competition relief to those who need it. There are adjustments BP can make. End of June, Klein told the Associated Press that BP will reimburse store owners by getting cash in their pockets, reductions in credit card fees, and help with more national advertising.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll see if that all comes together. And, you know, I think the country... I think eventually they soon forget about stuff like this. Like, remember recently Toyota had the problems with the brakes or something, and
of course. Right.
And I'm thinking, oh man, that, you know, that can hurt them for years. But I think their sales are up, things are back on track. That was only just a few months ago.
Yeah, people forget quickly, don't they?
Yeah,
you know, it is funny. It seems like the end of the world at the time, you know. And I guess the same thing is going to happen to BP. And I guess, you know, the average person probably doesn't understand, you know, the whole concept. They say, okay, but, you know, we'll get BP back and we'll boycott their franchisees. But, again, they had nothing to do with it, you know. And I'm glad that you know, read this article, Don, because I think it's important that the world knows.
Right.
You know, that, you know, by boycotting the franchisee, you're really not hurting corporate that much, are you?
Right.
So, yeah, so it's you know, again, talking about the positives and negatives like anything else. So why don't we do this, Don? I see our guests Chris and Ray have called in. So let's take a quick break, and we'll be right back with more franchise interviews.
Coming up in segment two, they provide an express casual dining experience and a refreshing and stylish atmosphere with an emphasis on freshness and flavor. We're meeting with Chris Newcomb, Nuke's Express Cafe founder, president and CEO, and franchisee Ray Scott Miller, and that's coming up on segment two of Franchise Interviews.
Okay, you've got my attention.
It's a rare event in the world of franchising when an opportunity comes your way that can and will thrive in almost any economic environment. It's here, and its name is Big Mouth Advertising.
Big Mouth.
BMA is a leader in the exciting world of mobile media advertising. Why is mobile media advertising able to defy the economic cycles? The answer is obvious. In times of economic weakness, advertising is crucial for survival as the consumer dollar is scarce and the competition fierce. What is mobile media? It's the newest and fastest growing segment in the advertising world. Mobile media brings the message directly to the consumer. Mobile media goes to the consumer in traffic, where he eats and where he plays. It quite simply cannot be turned off or thrown out. And when you join the Big Mouth team,
Big Mouth,
as a franchisee, you are joining the best. The Big Mouth advantage is simple and successful. We invest in a strong infrastructure and in great people. As a franchisee, you have access to this entire system, including telemarketing, sales maximization, general and administrative support, design and creative services, even billing and collection services. All you need is a mobile media vehicle, a driver, and the willingness to create a financially sound and limitless business for yourself. There are no long-term leases to sign, no expensive build-outs, no office personnel to hire. You will be part of the Big Mouth advertising community and share its entire website and reception services, as well as its complete back-office services. This virtual office guarantees you the freedom to close those sales that will make you a success. We are so proud of our successes that we have voluntarily disclosed our revenue statements. Now, how many other franchises are doing that? Even in these historically rough financial times, Big Mouth Advertising has become a dominant force in the mobile media industry. Join the Big Mouth team and take the first step toward financial freedom. Please call Ron at 888-98-GO-BIG. That's 888-98-GO-BIG.
Big Mouth!
Need a business loan? Talk to Diamond Financial Services, the experts in franchise financing nationwide. Whether you're looking to start a franchise, acquire an existing franchise, or expand your territory through opening new locations, Diamond Financial stands by your side start to finish. From pre-qualification to packaging and presenting your application to securing a financial commitment and through the loan closing process, Diamond Financial is there. While you're waiting, thousands of others are making their financial dreams come true. Don't wait any longer. Pre-qualify now by completing a confidential, no-obligation financial analysis. Let's face it, traditional banks just aren't in the business of financing small business. At Diamond Financial, we specialize in securing franchise loans from $100,000 to $3 million and equipment leasing up to $150,000. Let us help you get started. Go to www.franchisefunding.net or call 877-508-2274. That's franchisefunding.net, 877-508-2274.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back to Franchise Interviews, where we're asking the franchisepreneur who owns one. I'm your host, Marty McDermott, with my co-host, Don Johnson. And if you ever dreamed of owning your own business, then you've come to the right place. And as we were saying earlier, Don, we have a great show today because we're meeting with the Nuke's Express Cafe franchise opportunity. And Nuke's Express Cafe is an express casual dining experience in a refreshing and stylish atmosphere with an emphasis on freshness and flavor. And we have the pleasure of meeting with Chris Newcomb, Nuke's Express Cafe founder, and also franchisee to the Nuke's franchise system, Ray Scott Miller. Hey, Chris and Ray, how you doing today?
good this morning. How about yourself?
Oh, excellent. Hi, Ray. How you doing?
Doing great. Thank you.
Good. That's fantastic. Joining us is my co-host, Don Johnson, and I know, Don, you wanted to say good morning.
Yeah, Chris and Ray, thanks a lot for coming on the show. We look forward to hearing all about News Express Cafe. Are you guys ready for a good show?
I think so.
Absolutely. We're excited to be here.
Excellent.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much. Chris, I guess I'll start with you and ask where you're calling from today. I always like to get an idea of what the weather is there.
Matt, we are in the sunny, hot, and humid state of Mississippi, where I think it's going to be over 100 degrees again today.
Wow, God bless you. And how about yourself, Ray? Where are you today?
I'm in Austin, Texas today, and it is a beautiful 100 degrees out here.
It's all fantastic. It's hot all over the place.
Yeah. The humidity effect will make this so fun.
Yeah, that's true. Chris, I guess we'll start with you. What were you doing before starting Nukes?
Before starting Nukes, I guess you could say I was rolling burritos as a franchisee of Moe's Southwest Grill, and before that I was with the McAllister's Deli chain.
Yeah, that's right. I'm familiar with both of those franchise systems. Yeah. That's great. And what about yourself, Ray? What were you doing in your past life? How'd you get involved in?
Right before Nukes, I was doing some real estate development in Florida and in Mississippi as well. My family actually was a franchisee of McAllister's, and I'd worked in the restaurant business since I was, you know, a little kid. I think if I told you, they may have some problems with labor laws out there. I think I was about 13, 12 years old washing dishes. So it's always been restaurants.
Wow. Oh, that's fantastic.
So, Chris, tell us a little bit about the history of Nukes and what the company's all about.
Okay, yeah, and kind of follow up on Ray Scott there. His father was one of our franchisees in McAllister Deli days. That's how we got to know his family as well.
Yes.
Interesting.
That's great.
He was.
That's great.
After we left, we sold our share of the McAllister's chain. We kind of took a couple years off, and that's where we came to Moe's franchisee to look around and decide what we wanted to do differently in the restaurant industry. We'd been in the fast casual business for 12 years and been doing the same thing. We kind of like, what can we do to kind of go to the next level as far as, you know, Panera's out there doing something, Chipotle's out there, all these guys, but we need to take sandwiches and salads to another level. So we kind of looked around the country for a while and, you know, gathered ideas, looked at what was, you know, the new thing. The new thing really is made from scratch daily, fresh, a relaxed environment, an open kitchen, and we took a lot of those elements and put it together in one restaurant that we opened up, our first one in Oxford, Mississippi. And it was just kind of a fun collaboration with my other two partners in that the dining room is more of an upscale feeling with a kind of relaxed atmosphere with the open kitchen with the made-from-scratch food daily. And I think the customers really enjoy that. And we kind of took it and tweaked it the first year just to get our recipes right. And then we just opened a couple more and then started franchising again. I think it has that draw that it kind of brings you into the building with the food. And it's almost like, lack of a better word, comfort food. You feel comfortable at Nukes.
And that's called Nukes Express Cafe,
Nukes Express Cafe.
Okay. I guess you took all, you know, a little bit of all the best of what you've seen over the years, and that's what Nukes is all about, it sounds like, Chris.
We did. We'd always kind of looked around, like, what can we do better? What can we do different? And what will the customer like?
Yeah.
So
it sounds like you I was going to say, Chris, it sounds like you've been in franchising before. So what is it about franchising that you like most?
You know, naturally, everybody wants to franchise because it grows your brand. But in reality, franchising with us is about you can help and work with other people to help their dreams come true. Mm-hmm. I mean, be a franchisee, they want to be a success. So what is our role? Our role is to help them be successful and achieve their dreams so they can, you know, provide for their families and have careers for other people and grow their business. And that, in reality, is what we look at franchising as. How can we partner with this person to help them achieve the goals and dreams they want to achieve?
Right.
And I guess, Ray, sounds like maybe it was a pretty simple decision for you with knowing Chris in the past and, you know, your father and so forth. You know, I guess, you know, tell us about how you made your decision to move forward with Nukes as well.
Well, actually, you know, what's interesting for me is that I wasn't necessarily looking for a franchise to get into. at the time. Nukes had opened up one of their first locations in the Jackson market in Flowood, and in Flowood, Mississippi. And my family had been eating at it for some time, and I was out of the state, and they kept talking about Nukes and talked about Nukes. So we had a family meeting. All of my family was getting together, and they said, well, let's eat at Nukes today. So we went out to Nukes, and I really got, when I walked in, that wow factor from Nukes, which, you know, I come from more, though my father was in franchising, I come from more of a fine dining background. I went to culinary school at the Culinary Institute of America in Hyde Park, New York, and I looked for a much more, I hate to say sophisticated, but I want food to taste good whenever I go into a restaurant. And that's just not always the case. Food just doesn't always taste good when you go in.
Right.
And when I came to Nukes, I got the wow factor when I walked in from the open kitchen, from the activity, from the speed of service. But what really cinched the deal for me was the flavor of the food. The Caesar salad is absolutely delicious, and everybody does a Caesar salad, but I would say Nukes is by far one of the best Caesar salads out there. They were doing things, you know, putting basil pestos on pizzas, and though the California-style pizza has been around for some time, it hasn't made its way into the fast casual segment like Nukes has done it yet. I believe Nukes is an industry leader as far as doing new things. I can tell you that we have in the restaurant a condiment table, and that we call it the round table, and there's a jar of roasted garlic that we roast every day. We roast our own garlic in-house every day, and we put it in a jar for patrons to put on their sandwiches or salads or whatever. And if I was a betting man before I went into Nukes, and you were to tell me that we could put a jar of roasted garlic on a table in the middle of a restaurant and it would go super fast, I'd tell you, you're crazy. And people love good food, and though they may not be exposed to everything that we're doing at Nukes and the quality that we're doing at Nukes, once they taste it and once they get in there, we get great responses, especially from the flavor. The food is absolutely delicious. So for me, when I tasted the food and I saw how easy Nukes was to operate, and I say easy, I mean there's obviously a lot of difficulties in running restaurants,
right,
but the design and the concept of it is designed such that it is more easy to operate. That's what really clinched the deal for me. Really was the Caesar salad clinched the deal for me.
So you thought that just the quality of everything you described would, you know, would overcome the risk, and that Nukes just wasn't an established name, newer concept. You just thought that really wasn't going to be an issue.
Yeah, I mean, Chris, I'll tell you, Chris has a strong back of the house mentality, which is where I come from in the fine dining. And I say that, and I'm kind of putting words into Chris's mouth, and that may not be completely true. I mean, our customer service exceeds, you know, everybody out there in the same market from my perspective. But Chris has a strong back-of-the-house mentality where things have to be cooked well. The flavor has to be good before it goes out. And in my mind, in a restaurant, if you have good service and you have great food, and you continually have great service and great food every single day, your sales will build and you'll do well. Now, all that being said, you know, I started investigating, doing my due diligence with Nukes, and I can tell you that you can make really great money operating Nukes Express Cafe. And so, I mean, if the business model didn't work, obviously we wouldn't have gotten into it. However, from a concept perspective, there are other concepts out there that are in the fast casual segment. There is competition for Nukes, and there continues to have more competition for Nukes out there. However, I've been in this business for a long time, and I've seen a lot of the other concepts, and I have never gotten excited about a concept like I was excited about Nukes when I stepped into the restaurant. So, you know, I think that really says a lot for what Chris and his partners have done with the concept.
So, Chris, when you're speaking to, for example, a lot of people listening right now, and they're hearing what Ray's saying, and how would you describe Nukes in just a few sentences to, you know, a potential investor or franchisee?
It's hard to top what Ray Scott said there, you know, right? That's pretty darn
right.
But
yeah, you're right about that.
quite frankly, how would I describe it to an investor or potential franchisee? It is a culinary-driven concept with the made from scratch, high-quality, fresh, imported ingredients that we don't want to lose our focus of being a culinary-driven concept, that we want to provide the guest experience every day, which means we're going to take care of and spend a little extra on our hourly partners. So you have to be willing to invest in your hourly partners through training, mentoring, and nurturing, and grow your sales that way, and you want to have fun. This is a fun environment. It's not something, you know, where I've bought a franchise and I've got to get up every day and I have to go to work to make it work. You know, it's really where you're putting the people forward and giving them an opportunity to be successful, and they in turn will make the guest experience that more successful, which in turn will reward you and everyone on your team. So I guess in reality it starts with being a culinary-driven concept that invests heavily in its hourly partners and managers to make everyone successful.
I was thinking what Ray was saying. You know how Motel 6 has the slogan, we'll leave the light on for you. You guys should add on that we'll always have the fresh garlic for you.
Oh, we do, and people eat it. It's amazing. But we have, you know, fresh garlic, Parmesan cheese, bread and butter, pickles, breadsticks. I can't tell you how many breadsticks we go through on a monthly basis. I mean, I can. It's just we buy a boatload of them. But
right.
It's just the little things that people like to pick up and kind of occupy their time while we make their prepare their food to their satisfaction and bring it to them. It's just a little round table that occupies their time and gives them something to snack on or add toppings and ingredients to their salads or pizzas or sandwiches.
Right.
That's something. What about technology, Chris? I mean, what kind of role has technology played in your business? You've been in franchising some time now. You've been in this business for some time now. How has technology changed today, the way you do things, or has it changed?
Yes, it has changed. It's so much I can't even keep up with it sometimes. you know, we've added hot schedules, so all of our hourly partner schedules are done online. I understood it, but I didn't work it. But now my daughter, I have a 16-year-old daughter that went and applied at one of the nukes, and they hired her, and she's working there. She asked me to help her with hot scheduling. I don't know. I'll have to go get educated more. But it's an online schedule-based program that's really, really
right.
Informative. There's so many things. Ray Scott introduced us to live cameras, so you can dial in and,
oh, wow.
You know, review if you have a workers' comp or a customer incident. You have a camera to record and see if what really happened.
Wow.
And then the next...
Yeah, that is amazing technology. Yeah, I've seen that before.
It is, and it helps. And the next big push is we're working on a back-of-the-house software program where... And it's our goal to go paperless with our food service supplier so that everything comes loaded electronically into our computer, and we just check it off by exception. So, yes, it's changed a lot from the days. I think I remember back in 1991 when I first started. That's when AOL was just starting, and I got an AOL mm-hmm. account and couldn't even figure out how to use that. So it's changed a lot.
It's interesting. Are there any numbers on the industry, Chris? I mean, this is obviously a huge industry. But to give
Very
our listeners...
numbers as far as...
I guess your industry in general, you know...
fast casual segment.
This is a billion-dollar industry several times over, of course.
Are you looking for nukes numbers, or...?
No, not just necessarily, but just the industry in general. If you were to take the whole category of the industry that you're in and add up those numbers...
Gosh, I wouldn't begin to know.
It's probably constantly changing too, Don. I think because we probably asked this question before, you know, to someone like Chris, you know, and it's
right.
A billion multiple times over, you know. So it's probably, you know, and it's constantly changing too. It seems like the numbers seem to continually grow.
Well, the numbers change, and people that call themselves quick service today or fast casual tomorrow and casual the next day, that changes. I mean. What we try to do is just, you know, focus on what we can control every day, which is
right.
Our daily sales and grow our business through our own company restaurants, our franchise partners, and we're actually having a very phenomenal year. I mean, our same-store sales this year over last year are up 9% for the system.
Yeah, that's amazing when we hear that. You know, it is, you know, Don and I talk a lot, you know, about, you know, of course, being in a recession, and everyone sees the result of, you know, what the recession has done. But it's amazing when you hear about, you know, certain types of franchises where the sales went up, you know, not down. It's just, it still blows my mind a bit, you know, and that happened. So that's
incredible. We're just enjoying our success and our fun. And, so, I mean, as far as looking at the whole industry, the only thing we look at is what new trends are, and do we want to follow that trend, or we want to stay true to our path? That's what we have to decide.
Moving forward, as you grow and expand, Chris, what type of characteristics, what type of franchisee, their background, their experience, are you going to want to see in future investors?
You know, as you start any business or franchise, you work with the franchise partners that come to you. A lot of smart business people, but as we're going forward, and like Ray Scott and himself, they have more of a restaurant knowledge and experience, which brings more to the table. So the franchisees we are talking to these days are ones that have existing operations in effect, which they understand the franchise business, they understand that they operate daily, and they have the infrastructure in place. And the ones that don't have some of those things, well, our biggest recommendation is you need to find a seasoned restaurant operator that has a ownership stake in your company, so they have a piece of the action, so they'll operate it like they own it. And we're now focused more on the restaurateurs that have operations experience type of deal.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Interesting. Chris and Ray, we have to take a quick break. Are you guys able to stick around for another segment?
Yeah, sure. I am.
That's fantastic. We'll be right back with more franchise interviews.
Franchise interviews. For over 2 years now, Franchise Interviews has been giving you an up-close, behind-the-scenes look at franchising and entrepreneurship.
Through our website, franchiseinterviews.com, where you can hear and read interviews, as well as get tips from some of the most successful sources in franchising.
And our weekly franchise radio show, where each week you get to hear a new interview with franchisors, franchisees, franchise authors, experts, and attorneys.
And our free franchise newsletter, which is a must-read for anyone looking to buy a franchise.
And don't forget to listen to our podcast, Great Quotes in Franchising. For more information, go to franchiseinterviews.com or call us at 610-905-2919.
That's 610-905-2919. Are you one of those special people who are willing to go after your dreams and goals? Are you ready to fulfill that dream of owning your own business with the security of a proven brand? The opportunity to take control of your future and own a Rita's Italian Ice franchise is within your reach.
Rita's is seeking success-oriented individuals who are ready to make a change in their life, and Rita's offers unparalleled training and support to assure your success. And did you know the frozen treat industry is a recession-proof industry, and there are Rita's in 23 states currently with 540 stores open. Rita's Italian Ice has been around for 25 years and is listed as a top-performing franchise by the Wall Street Journal.
Now here's the really good part. Rita's Italian Ice is a unique and amazing taste treat. It's smoother than a snow cone, and it combines ice with real fresh fruit. The real fruit adds dramatically to the taste, and it comes in over 40 flavors. The ice and fruit are mixed on site and made fresh daily, and it is delicious.
You'll want to know more about this exciting and successful franchise opportunity. Go to www.ownaritas.com and get all your questions answered. That's www.ownaritas.com to take control of your dreams and future today. You don't want to wait any longer to be a part of this adventure. www.ownaritas.com.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back to Franchise Interviews, where we're asking the franchisepreneurs who own one. I'm your host, Marty McDermott, with my co-host, Don Johnson. And if you ever dreamed of owning your own business, then you've come to the right place. We have a great show today. We're meeting with Nuke's Express Cafe franchise opportunity. And Nuke's Express Cafe is an express casual dining experience in a refreshing and stylish atmosphere with an emphasis on freshness and flavor. And we have the pleasure of speaking with Chris Newcomb and also Ray Scott Miller. And Don, I think you're up.
Ray, maybe talk to us about the training program for Nuke's and what future franchisees are going to be going through.
Yeah. I can tell you that, I came in as a franchisee very early on in the game, and Nuke's was still developing their training program as I came in. One of the things that I really value about Nuke's as a franchisor is that they are constantly staffing themselves for growth as a leader in this industry. And one of the moves that they have made in hiring was a lady by the name of Kathy Harris. And Kathy, if I'm not mistaken, she came from Ruth Chris.
She did.
And she developed their training program for Ruth Chris. And I can tell you that the training program that is in place at Nuke's, and I've been through other training programs, and I have been involved in a lot of different ones, and I can tell you that Kathy has developed a program that is bar none an amazing process. Not only for a franchisee, as you go in as a franchisee or as an MIT, and you go through the training program, getting you ready to become a franchisee, which is, I mean, it's very informative. It's very structured. It's smart in the way that they thought about it. But not just that, but also the training for store openings, to me, is by far one of the most impressive aspects of the training program with Nuke's. Day one, you bring all of your people in to open your restaurant, and the very first day you have your people in there to start training, we invite the public to come in and eat with us. And I could say I heard as this was being developed within the Nuke's the support center that most of the people out there were saying, yeah, this is crazy. How is this going to work? And I, as a franchisee, can tell you that what Kathy has been able to do is to incorporate marketing with training, two competing ideas, and being able to bring them together and for them to coexist as one in a superb training program where you come out the other end and your staff knows the menu, they know how to interact with the guest. I can tell you that makes my life very, very easy. My hourly partners within my store, they can actually run the store. They can't do manager functions, but they know how to take care of guests in a very respectful way. And in a very effective way, they know how to make the items correctly. They've gotten practice at making the items correctly with very few mistakes. So I think that the training program has gone from 0 to 100 in record time, and they continue to make progress every day. Kathy's a very creative individual in her thought process, and so she's always trying to identify creative new ways to create what we call the Nuke's experience.
And what is, either of you, I guess, can answer this as far as what a typical day like is for Nuke's. I guess in the restaurant business, there's all kinds of stuff going on, right, guys, on a daily basis.
Absolutely. one of the things that what I do on a daily basis is, as a franchisee, I have an organization. I have an area, area director, catering directors, managers within the stores, and my main focus every day is to set a culture, and that culture is one that I want results, and I want the results that I want, which is every customer leaves feeling as though they have they've been served well, they've had good food. We also are very big proponents within our organization about the Nuke's standards. Nuke's sets the standards for all of us, and we as a franchisee know that it's extremely important for all of us whether we disagree on some of the maybe some of the standards, it doesn't matter. If Nukes is right 95% of the time, we just follow the standard every time. And if we all do that, we will all see success. So mainly what I do is I set a culture within our organization, and I follow up on that, and I make sure that that gets done. We provide the Nukes experience for every guest, and that we hold the standards that Nukes sets forward for its franchisees.
And just to follow up on that, Ray Scott, because you mentioned it, it does very well with his organization, because like I said, part of the culture he sets is, because the last thing anyone wants to get into is that adversarial franchisee-franchisor relationship, because it's all downhill. And he sets the culture that they're going to work with and follow Nukes Franchise Company. Now, is Nukes Franchise Company right all the time? I can tell you we have made some mistakes. And we have fallen on our face, but we have corrected our mistakes. We've admitted our mistakes, and we move on and apologize for them. And the franchisees, like Ray Scott, like that. And that's a good culture that we like to have with our franchise partners, because that's what we are. All partners are making the brand stronger, better, and grow. So that's a big culture in what Ray Scott does in his franchise company out there in Austin. And it helps us have a more working relationship as we all grow the brand, because we get ideas from franchisees. Like, we got the cameras from Ray Scott. We've got a couple other things, operations from other franchisees. I mean, you cannot have a pride of authorship and be successful. You have to work as a collaborative team effort, and that's what I think we do. And Ray Scott, I appreciate you saying that, because that's kind of the culture you bring to your organization that helps both of us work together.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And it's interesting you say that, Chris, because we were talking about, I don't know if you remember this, Don, we were talking with Nancy from Franchise Times, we were talking about McDonald's, even McDonald's, it's one of the most successful franchise systems of all time. They still make mistakes, and they kind of have your philosophy, Chris, is they admit to them, and they're open with them. And they don't make those mistakes again, which is the beauty of franchising, is you don't have to make the same mistake twice,
right.
So I appreciate you saying that. I think that's so important. Chris and Ray, we have about 1 minute. What's the best way, Chris, for our listeners to get more information on becoming a franchisee? Are there any websites they can go to, or any numbers they can call?
They can go to nukes.com, N-E-W-K-S.com, and check on the franchise information section. Or they can contact our office, and the phone number's on the website as well.
Okay, great. We'll post that somewhere on our show page as well. And I want to thank both of you again, Chris and Ray. You gentlemen have been fantastic guests, and you guys have a great franchise system. We'd love to have you back in the future.
We'd be glad to.
Thanks, Chris and Ray.
Yeah,
great job.
Chris
and Ray.
All right, thank you.
Thank you. Have a good day.
Great show, huh, Don?
Yeah, these guys know what they're doing. Looks like they got a... And I'd love to... to go there tonight for dinner. Sounds like a great place.
Killer. Especially, when you don't have breakfast, it's starving after the show. But, they said a lot of great things, and it's always fun having the franchisee on the show as well, isn't it? You know what I mean?
To get their perspective, it's always always nice.
Why they chose that franchise, And
right.
It seems like a great system, Chris was mentioning, something that we don't hear quite frequently is, the importance of just having fun. I don't hear that enough sometimes, But I think that's important, is you have to have fun on the job, because you spend so many hours doing it, right? I mean, if you're going to work there, especially the first year, sometimes before 50, 60 hours, well, you may as well enjoy it, that is important. So I think it is important to enjoy the business that you're getting into. So, I thought they did a great job. I'd love to have them back in the future.
Definitely.
So again, Don, you did a great job on segment one. And again, for our listeners, go to franchiseinterviews.com, franchisefunding.net, gofranchise.com. Next week, Don, we're playing one of our favorite franchise opportunities, Rita's. Remember when we met with those guys?
Right, yeah, good show.
So that's going to be a lot of fun as well for our listeners. That's always a big treat. So have a great day, Don. And for our listeners, we'll see you again soon.
You too, Marty. Have a great day. Good job.
Take care. Bye-bye.